What's occurring?
Season 3 of Oh, What's Occurring continues right now.
Oh, what's occurring?
1-1 this week so far, so I believe everything to play for.
Well done, yeah.
Okay, you ready for your first one today? Play along at 81199. Let me know how you get on with the scores.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know kangaroos?
Yeah.
Can you describe one? Go.
Can I describe? Yeah, they bounce a lot and they have a pouch.
Go.
I just said a brown bouncy thing with a pouch.
But what noise does it make?
What noise does it make?
What noise does a kangaroo make?
Boing.
Well, it doesn't though, does it? Because it doesn't go boing when it bounces along the ground. That's, you've watched far too many cartoons. They don't go boing. Here's what an actual kangaroo sounds like. That's a kangaroo.
Is it?
What's that noise at the start?
Just a...
And then what, did it just ticks? Is that a crocodile in Peter Pan?
Yeah. My kangaroo question for you today is this. We are seven people on the...
Seven
people on the streets of Great Britain.
Is that because there aren't as many people shopping in a credit crunch?
Yeah.
Right.
Lack of people. We asked them, what does a kangaroo sound like? How many would come close to this noise? Just a grunt and then some ticking.
We could use this as like part of a quiz.
Yeah. What, a timer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Becky, how many do you think out of seven?
One. No, none.
Okay, what are you saying? One or none?
None.
None.
What?
Nothing. I always thought you had to take the first answer.
Okay,
one.
No, I'll say one.
Oh, God, make up your mind.
One.
Chappa says one, Becky says none, right?
Correct.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here are the people of Great Britain, but how many know what a kangaroo sounds like?
Do you know what a kangaroo is? It is an animal with a pocket in it. Do you know what it sounds like?
Well, I don't actually know because I know wrong, but I can imagine it probably goes... Oh, something like that.
Oh. And compared to the actual noise? No, really not. Okay, next.
Do you know what a kangaroo is?
Yes. It's a marsupial, whatever you say.
Do you know what they sound like?
No.
What do you reckon they sound like?
Once again, a no.
This is what a kangaroo sounds like. It's something like, because it's got quite a low voice. So,
Here's an actual kangaroo. I'm going to give him that point.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good.
So, one so far.
What do you imagine it sounds like?
A horse for one, Vin.
It'd probably do something like...
Oh, see, I think that's quite good.
Are you giving that as well, then?
Yeah, that's 2 points.
Okay.
What do you think it might sound like?
Probably just...
That's actually quite good, because that's the ticking bit as well.
Yeah.
So let's say three.
And what do you think a kangaroo might sound like?
No, love.
Do you know what a kangaroo is?
Yes.
Could you please describe it for me?
It's got ears.
Do you know what it sounds like?
No.
What do you imagine it sounds like?
No. I like his description.
It's got ears.
I like the girl who tried to say marsupial.
I liked all their descriptions.
Do you know what a kangaroo is? It is an animal with a pocket in it.
It's a marsupial, whatever you say.
Do you know what a kangaroo is?
Yes.
Could you please describe it for me?
It's got ears.
Yep, it's got ears. So, three people, I think, knew what a kangaroo sounded like and did a fairly decent impression. So Chappers gets the point.
Oh. What's occurring?
You know James May off Top Gear?
Yes.
And you know Oz Clark off of Wine?
Yes.
Now, they came in a while ago, didn't they? Probably about a year ago now. And they brought wine with us and made us drink it at like half
they
past seven.
They forced us into a wine tasting session, which we didn't want to get involved in.
Not that early in the morning.
Time,
no.
But they made us.
Now, they've got a new TV series, which we were just talking about. Is it Booze Britain or something? Or is that something else?
I have no
Oz
idea.
And James Drink,
drink to Britain. Britain.
Drink to Britain. Here's what happens. Two people go round Britain searching for the perfect pint. Because as we said, if you have a bloke from Top Gear on it, you can make any show. Think of anything, they'll do it. Anyway, so Oz and James Drink to Britain started last night on TV. My question to you is this. How many times did they mention beer or pints in half an hour on last night's show?
34.
Chaffer says 34. Becky?
35.
God. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, so here they are. From last night's show, James May and Oz Clark drinking on TV. Brilliant.
It was a triumph of beer over experience. A pint. That's all I want right now, a pint.
Beer and whiskey.
I'm just going for a pint.
I like beer out of the bucket.
The archetypal British beer is a pint of Yorkshire bitter.
Nice pint.
Yeah, look at that, James. A beautiful pint of Yorkshire bitter.
Don't be about beer like you are about wine.
You can go and buy yourself a pint. But if I'm going to buy you
well,
a pint...
Well, that seems like... Would you like to try a different beer?
I'd like to try a different beer.
Shall I choose one for you?
Is a pint of...
Something else.
After a few more pints...
This is Beer Cam.
It's time for your beer education to begin. Your beloved pint.
You can make beer every week.
Beer. We wanted to drink beer.
You have a pint.
You can have a pint once you fully understand the process by which said pint is created.
Beer.
Beer.
252 million pints. Have a pint.
Beer. Beer. Beer.
My favourite beer.
Beer. Beer making 1 pint of a proper beer.
101 pints?
Hang on, we've got a beer fact.
See, I've had some beers.
Beer.
Beer drinking. Beer before curry, James. Beer before curry.
How many beers?
Beers.
Beer.
Beer. Beer.
No, the terroir.
Terroir. Pint? Pint.
We put on some safety gear in case any beer falls on our heads.
Beers or pints in half an hour last night on that show.
53?
It's a good show, that. Really good. They were off by the time they arrived in Huddersfield, by the way. Did anyone see it? The glassy eyes were on. So, 53, Becky gets the point.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know the people at work here at Radio 1?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they've got a good sense of smell?
Not at the moment, no, because most people have got colds.
Well, this is just something I was wondering yesterday. So I decided to put them to the test. And I roped in Sarah Cox and a jar of pickled onions. And what we did was this.
Oh, it's not apple bobbing with onions,
no,
is it?
It's better. Sarah Cox dipped her fingers into the jar of pickled onions and then got 5 people who work at Radio 1 to sniff her fingers. But here's what I want to know. How many of the Radio 1 staff would be able to correctly identify that the smell on Sarah Cox's fingers was pickled onion? Chappers.
Oh, God. This takes me back a few years.
What do you mean?
Did you used to eat pickled onions with Coxie?
No. I'll say 2.
2 people. Becky?
1.
1 person. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is Sarah Cox off Radio 1 with our new show, Sniff My Fingers.
I'm Sarah Cox. Sniff my fingers. I'm just dipping my finger in now. It's very stinky. I've gone for 2 fingers. It's New Year, you know. Alid, hi, come in. Do you want to sniff my fingers?
Yes, please.
This is Alid off of the Chris Moyles Show. Go on. Sniff my fingers. Breathe in.
Oh, hang on. I know what that is.
Oh, go on. Oh, he's really, he's really concentrating.
Hang on, sorry, one more.
Go on, take it down. What are you getting an essence of?
I'm thinking dips.
Dips.
The red dips.
The red dips.
What would that be? Chili.
Chili, red chili dip, you're saying, yes. Okay? Quite a promising start there. I thought he had it. And then he veered off into dips. Tell you it's just been the festive season. Nobody says dips. Come on in, Kate. Okay, now then, get a good whiff of those beauties. Sniff my fingers. Go on.
I would say that was roll mops.
Oh!
Am I close?
Very East End. It's Billy from security. Bring it on. Oh, he's doing some stretches, warming up. Sniff my fingers, Billy. Go.
A magic moment for me.
Oh, look at...
Spicy. Indian. Bit of fishy.
Bit of fishy tandoori. Spicy.
Chicken masala.
You can't sniff him again, Billy. I'm getting a bit uncomfortable with this now. Alex, come in. Come on. I'd shake your hand, but they're very smelly, man. Especially my forefinger and my middle finger. Oh. Yeah.
Have you washed them?
No, the point is that they've been dipped in something. That's
right.
Why they're wet.
Okay.
I've dipped two of my fingers on my right hand into something stinky, and you've got to sniff my fingers and tell me what I've dipped them into. Okay. Have a sniff of that.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh, you recoiled. Oh, I know this. It smells a bit vinegary. Is it pickled onions?
Yes! Yes!
I love the pickles.
It's Megan. Hello.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. Sniff my fingers, love.
Oh, I know the smell. Is that pickled onion juice?
Oh, she's good.
Oh,
I splashed myself when I clapped then. Blinded. I'm Sarah Cox. Make sure you join me next time for another sparkling edition of Sniff My Fingers.
The answer was 2 out of 5.
Well done,
Shappers. Yeah, so you win today. I think that show could work, Sniff My Fingers. I think we might need Jeremy Clarkson to host it, but I think we could get that much coveted hole in the wall slot on a Saturday night, don't you think? I like it how
Jeremy Clarkson in Lycra.
I like it how Sarah does it too.
I'm Sarah Cox. Sniff my fingers.
She does it a bit like keep dancing.
She's a pro.
Bruce and Tess, doesn't she? And remember,
I'm Sarah Cox. Sniff my fingers.
Well done, Chappers. You win today.